بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, recognize if you have cell phones, please, as always, put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. And brothers, if I can ask you to move in just a little bit, please, because let's make some room for the other brothers, inshallah. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and says, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Once again, have the taqwa of Allah. And always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's guided us to Al-Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of Al-Islam. In a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's pleased with us. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for us about what's in it for us. Because this is the reality of humans. The reality is if somebody tells us to do something, the first thing we want to know is, well, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this? And we're going to be talking about the benefits of having the taqwa of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَسَيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we order the people of the scripture before you, as well as you, to have the taqwa of Allah. And that's what Ramadan was all about. Ramadan was about becoming from the muttaqin, the people who have the taqwa of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said nothing more than this, if He said just have the taqwa of Allah, this would have been enough for the believers, if we're believers. Because the attitude of the believers is, سَمِتْنَا وَأَتَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Karim. He is the generous. And it's from the karima of Allah, it's from the generosity of Allah, that He gives us benefits for obeying Him. Allah gives us benefits for having the taqwa of Allah. So inshallah, today we're going to look at just some of the benefits, because there are many that are mentioned in the Quran. Brothers and sisters, from the benefits of having the taqwa of Allah, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives honor to the person who has the taqwa of Allah. Allah gives honor to the person who has the taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, Inna Allah alimun khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the person who has the most honorable person in the sight of Allah is that person who has the taqwa of Allah, who has the mindfulness of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. He's always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that he does. That person is the one that Allah says, he is the one who is honorable in the sight of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And Allah is the all-knowing, all-aware of what you do. And we should reflect for a moment. The person who has the taqwa of Allah, this is the person who has the izzah, the real honor. The people who have money and the people who have power, what honor do they have? They may think they have honor, but the reality is, look at the people who stand at the front and they say, look at me, because I have money. I'm rich. I'm the CEO of this. I have this much property. I'm going to be president. I'm going to be this. Look at the position that they have. The reality is that most of the people with intelligence, they look down on those people. They realize these people, they're nothing. This is the reality. And we're not even talking about the Muslims. We're talking about just the average person. Look at how these people, they look down upon by the masses of the people. Because they realize this person, he's not honorable. He has no honor. Yet look at how the believers look at the people who have taqwa. And even the non-Muslims, they recognize the person who has the taqwa of Allah, they put him in a special position of respect. A special position of honor when they see that this person has the taqwa of Allah. Brothers and sisters, if you're going through hardships and you're waiting for the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَقَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, and if the people of the towns had believed, and if they had had the taqwa of Allah, we would have opened up for them the blessings from the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives blessings to the people who have the taqwa of Allah. So if you're going through hardships, or if you want some good in this life, then have the taqwa of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that owns everything. Who else can give you barakah except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising to give barakah, to send down the blessings to those people who have the taqwa. May Allah make us from the muttaqin. Brothers and sisters, if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising to be your friend and your supporter. Subhanallah. And if you have Allah as your friend and your supporter, who else do you need? What else do you need? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah is the wali of the people of taqwa. Subhanallah. What more do you need if you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your corner, backing you up, supporting you? We don't need anything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have the taqwa of Allah. Brothers and sisters, if you look at the news today, you see the disbelievers and the enemies of Islam everywhere plotting against the Muslims, planning against the Muslims, scheming against the Muslims. And if you don't have a strong iman, you might get afraid. You might be afraid of what might happen if so-and-so comes into power. If this group gets what they're trying to do. If the people start listening to what these people are saying about Islam and the Muslims. You might get afraid. You might be scared. But if you have the taqwa of Allah, then you know you don't have to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people that plan against the Muslims. The enemies of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُوهُمْ وَإِن تُسِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَهُ بِهَا وَإِن تَسْبِرْ وَاتَّقَوْ لَا يُدُرُّكُمْ قَيْدَهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَأْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who are planning against us. These people, they have all kinds of grand schemes. If you look at the news, they're talking about, let's give the Muslims a test. And if they say they believe in the Sharia, let's kick them out of the country. Subhanallah. What kind of craziness is this? But this is what the leaders are saying. So the Muslims, they might be afraid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's already told us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of which is, if some good happens to you, to the believers, these enemies of Islam, the enemies of the believers, they get sad, they get angry, they get upset. But if something evil happens to you, then these people, they get happy. They're happy that something is happening to the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if you have sabr, if you remain patient, and if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah says not the least harm will come to you from the plans of these people. Not the least harm will come to you from the plans and the schemes of the people who are plotting against the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and surely Allah surrounds everything that they do. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything and everyone. Nothing happens in this dunya or in the universe except it happens by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people, they can plan whatever they want to plan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. And the plan of Allah is the one that's going to happen. Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, have the taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah and don't fear the creation. If you fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will handle the creation for you. So don't worry about what the people are planning and what they say they're going to do, and they're going to separate the believers, the Islam. They want to divide the Islam. Either you believe this, but if you believe that, then you're not a part of us. You need to go somewhere. What is this? It's foolishness. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, those of you that are going through hardship, and it's going to be every one of us at one point or another. If today you're enjoying good times, tomorrow you're going to have some hardship. If today you're going through hardship, tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you some ease. But for the person who has the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah says, whosoever has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will provide a way for him out of every difficulty. Even if you can't see a way in front of you, even if you're going through such a hardship and you don't know where, how you're going to get out of it, Allah says, for that person who has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will give him a way out of every hardship, every difficulty. And Allah says, and he will provide for you from places you never considered. Because all we know is what we know. All you know is about that paycheck you got coming. You think this is all you have. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you from anywhere that he wants to. From anywhere and anyone. And this is what Allah says for the people who have the taqwa of Allah. Allah will provide for you from places you never considered. And whosoever has the trust in Allah, then he will find that Allah is more than sufficient. Allah is enough. Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, have the taqwa of Allah. If you're going through hardship, that's the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going through difficulty, make sure you have the taqwa of Allah in everything that you do. Before you take a step to go towards something that's haram, something that's bad, you think, well, the only way I'm going to get out of this difficult situation is if I disobey Allah in this. Before you do that, remember this ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah will provide a way for you out of every difficulty. Brothers and sisters, for the people who have the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will have good news. Good news in this life and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَقَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي حَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, those who believed and they had the taqwa of Allah, for them will be good news in this life and in the hereafter. And Allah says, and no change will you find in the word of Allah. And that is the supreme success. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I make you a promise, maybe I'll fulfill the promise, maybe I won't. If I fulfill it, maybe I'll do a half-behind job just to say, hey, I delivered, I did what I said. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, for the person who has the taqwa of Allah, they will receive good news in this life and in the hereafter. And this is a promise on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. The Mufassirun said, as far as receiving the good news in this life, it might be, for instance, somebody sees a good dream, there's something happening to you, and they share this with you. And the Mufassirun said, this could be from the glad tidings in this dunya. Also, when the people, they say good about you, because of the good that you do. This is also from the glad tidings. But this doesn't mean we do good so that the people see us, so that the people say, oh, mashallah, so-and-so, he's so good. No. You do what you do for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the creation, they will recognize this in you. And they might say good words about you. And Allah says, this is from the good news in this life. And of course, the good news in the akhirah is what? Jannah. May Allah grant us all Jannah. Brothers and sisters, from the greatest benefits of having the taqwa of Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Subhanallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala man awfa bi ahdihi wa taqa fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqin. Allah says, yes, whosoever fulfills his pledge, he honors his own word, what he says he's going to do, whether it's to Allah or to the creation. Allah says, whosoever honors his own word, he honors what he says he's going to do, then Allah loves those who are the muttaqeen, those people who remember Allah, who have the taqwa of Allah. What more do we want, brothers and sisters? Wallahi, all of us, we should feel privileged right now that Allah has blessed us with Islam. Is Allah going to give Islam to somebody he doesn't love, somebody he doesn't care about? Wallahi, just the fact that we're Muslim, this is a good sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a very beautiful hadith, he said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves a slave, he calls Jibreel and he says, "Ya Jibreel, I love fulanu. I love fulano. I love so and so. So love him." And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he begins to love this person. And then Jibreel, he makes an announcement in the heavens and he says, "Verily Allah loves so and so. And I love so and so." And then the inhabitants of the heavens, they begin to love so and so. And then because of this love, then the creation on the earth begins to love this person that Allah loves. Subhanallah. May Allah love us, inshallah. Is there anything greater than the creator of the universe loving us? If Allah loves you, do you think for a second that Allah is going to send you into the hellfire? If Allah loves you, do you think for a second He's not going to give you Jannah? Brothers and sisters, and all we have to have is the taqwa of Allah. The consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we were trying to do during Ramadan. We were trying to remember Allah in everything that we did while we were fasting, while before we went to talk, when we were standing up for salat, when we were given sadaqah for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this was about having the taqwa of Allah, remembering Allah in everything that we did. Brothers and sisters, let's keep this going. If you had taqwa during Ramadan, please have taqwa after Ramadan. After Ramadan is the time to build up on what you started during Ramadan. Don't go back to forgetting about Allah. Don't go back to only thinking about this dunya. Strive to have the taqwa of Allah after Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you. He will teach you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw walladhina hum muhsinun." Allah says, truly Allah is with those. Excuse me, brothers. I got the ayat wrong. I'm sorry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wattaqu Allah wa yu'allimukum Allahu. Wallahu bi kulli shayin alim." Allah says, so have the taqwa of Allah, and Allah will teach you. And Allah is the all-knower of everything. So brothers and sisters, you don't have to go to a university to have the knowledge that's important. The knowledge that's going to benefit you in this dunya and in the akhirah. What you have to have is the taqwa of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that teaches us. So have the taqwa of Allah, brothers and sisters. And finally, if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw walladhina hum muhsinun." Verily Allah is with those who have the taqwa of Allah and those who do the good deeds. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with you, then have the taqwa of Allah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from the muttaqeen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru lakum. Allahu akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, as I said, these are just a few of the things that Allah promises to the people who have the taqwa of Allah, and there's many more that I could mention, but we don't have time. So inshallah, I'm just going to share just a few more. And the benefits that I was mentioning before, it's about benefits that we can achieve in the dunya. But what about the akhirah? Because the akhirah is what's most important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبُّلُ اللَّهَ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from the people who have the taqwa of Allah. So brothers and sisters, how many of us will do good deeds? Hopefully all of us. How many of us were hoping that Allah is accepting them? All of us. But how do you know if your deed is going to be accepted? Brothers and sisters, in order for our deeds to be accepted, we have to have the taqwa of Allah. We can't do a good deed and at the same time we're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not how it works. There's a riwayah, a narration that upon occasion, Musa alayhi salam, he was passing by one of his followers. And this follower of Musa alayhi salam, he was making sujood. So Musa, he passes by and he sees this man making sujood. So Musa, he goes about his business. After some time, Musa comes back and he still finds the same man still making sujood. So Musa, he says to this man, "Wallahi, if I could ask you a dua, I would answer it for you." Because he sees this man and this man, he's worshipping Allah. So Musa says, if I could fulfill your dua, I would do it for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa. He said, "Oh Musa, if this man were to stay in sujood until his head fell off his body, in other words, until he died, I would not accept anything from him because he doesn't have the taqwa. He doesn't have the taqwa of Allah. He's disobeying me." What about us, brothers and sisters? We don't stay in sujood for a long time And yet we want Allah to answer our dua. We don't stay in sujood for very long. Some of us, we struggle just to make the five prayers. This is the reality. How many Muslims don't pray five times a day? But yet we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our deeds. And that's not how it works. Brothers and sisters, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you your humble efforts, because all of our efforts, they're humble. Compared to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba used to do, what we do is very small. But we want Allah to accept it from us. So if you want Allah to accept our efforts, have the taqwa of Allah. Because those are the deeds that are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, from the benefits of having the taqwa of Allah in this dunya, is that in the hereafter you will have the good ending. In the hereafter you will have the good ending. And there's only two endings in the hereafter. Either Jannah or Nar. May Allah give us Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Fasbir, be patient. إِنَّ الْأَقِيبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Be patient, for verily the good ending is for the people who have the taqwa of Allah. And that's all we have to do, is be patient and have the taqwa of Allah. Be patient, because when we're impatient, that's when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're impatient, when we want what we want right now, that's when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're patient, and if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah says, you will have the good ending. May Allah give us all a good ending. And finally, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, paradise is going to be brought near to the people who had the taqwa of Allah. And it's going to be very close to them. May Allah make us from those people, brothers and sisters. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the muttaqeen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ikhlas in the deeds that we do, and to accept from us our small efforts, and to give us the greatest reward for them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the sabirun, the people who have the sabr, the patience for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam, in a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's pleased with us, and He rewards us for